With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has told the United States that he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza comes to an end. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
By Prime Minister Netanyahu, we obviously see it differently. We believe that the Palestinians have every right to live in an independent state with peace and security. And the president and his team is going to continue to work on that.
Also at SRNnews.com, some of the families of the children killed in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting are calling for the prosecutions of law enforcement officers who refused to enter the classrooms in May of 2022.
At least six police officers, including the school police chief, were fired. But for Mother Kimberly Mata Rubio,
do right by the victims and survivors of Robb Elementary.
More need to be held accountable, as heard on KSAT TV.
Terminations, criminal prosecutions.
Attorney Josh Koskoff represents the families. He says the police paused because
they were scared because they're human beings.
And says something's missing from the Justice Department report, like how the 18-year-old gunman was able to get two assault weapons and ammo.
Where's the government investigation on how this kid got this firepower?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of pro-life proponents will be in Washington, D.C. Friday for the 2024 March for Life. Folks will first gather on the National Mall near the Museum of Natural History. The rally will be at noon. The march will then leave from the rally site and end before the Supreme Court building. Over 100 million Americans could be getting a fresh blanket of snow before the weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states. This is SRN News. Open Doors U.S. releases its annual World Watch List.
It's a ranking of the nations where religious persecution is the worst, and coming in at number one, as it has for years, is North Korea. The brutal communist dictatorship officially outlaws Christianity altogether. Number two on the World Watch List is Somalia, followed by Libya, Eritrea, and Yemen. Rounding out the top ten on the annual rundown, Nigeria, Pakistan, Sudan, Iran, and Afghanistan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A divide amongst Missouri abortion advocates over whether to include restrictions regarding the viability of an unborn baby in a planned ballot measure is roiling the movement. One side wants completely unlimited abortion, while the other side worries that a no-limit strategy will sink their chances of passing any abortion amendment at all. The most radical abortion groups oppose all viability language and legislation or regulation. This is SRN News. New data shows Mississippi has the highest rate of preventable deaths in the country.
According to state health officials, Mississippi ranks at the bottom of virtually every health care indicator and at the top of every health disparity. According to a report by the Mississippi State Medical Association, the state ranks worst for infant mortality, with black infants nearly twice as likely as whites to die. The state's obesity and diabetes rates remain among the nation's highest. Experts say one way to improve health outcomes is to increase access to health care coverage for working-class Mississippians. I'm Norman Hall.
Time running out for convicted murderer Scott Peterson as he tries to find new evidence that might lead to a new trial. He was found guilty of the murder of his wife, Lacey, and their unborn baby. He was denied a new trial in 2022. Now the Los Angeles Innocence Project is looking into the case, with only 120 days left to submit new evidence. More details at SRNnews.com.